dude, I'm not following you around the map to try to beat these guys. I don't give a shit. I'm here to have fun. I'm just a chill guy playing chill.
I'm just a chill gamer.
I'm just a content creator.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to welcome you to episode 101. Excuse me, 201. Excuse me. 201 episodes. Obviously, we removed the balloons.
We've been doing it.
Yeah, we've been doing it, man. That's what we do. We love it. We have a bunch of stuff to discuss. Obviously, the Esports Awards is happening actually today. So if you guys want to watch, see if you can find me in the crowd, I will be there. Hanging out. Seth obviously has got ranked played, so he can't join me. But
yeah, that's a tough one.
Yeah, tough one to go. And nobody else wanted to go because it's ranked play. Worst timing couldn't have been planned.
Wait, when does it drop?
Thursday.
Ooh, I can't wait to get ranked play.
Week is a tough one.
Yeah, you know what's crazy is that last year I got to diamond running solo queue.
Oh my!
You
but
know what I'm saying?
This year, anyone can play together. It doesn't matter what rank you are. You can four stack with any rank.
Yes, let's go, boys.
Finally.
Joe, would you, can I join your lab?
You can opt in with the boys. I bet you that now,
the player that I am today versus the player that I was when we had that tournament. Yesterday or the day before, that's how I kind of feel too.
Bro,
2 days ago was the first time that I felt like my eyes and my thumbs were doing the look, were in sync. Okay. They were at least looking at the same thing.
You got to use it or you lose it, man.
Yeah, yeah. I think that I needed to play and then sleep so that my brain can readjust and recalibrate to be connected to my controller.
I feel that.
That's how I
felt that way before as well.
Now,
when I was playing in the early tournaments, I just felt so lost, so bad. I mean, I'm still like pretty bad compared to like what I wish I was.
No,
but it takes reps.
Niek is actually not bad. Like, I've been playing Warzone with him the past couple days. You're actually not like.
I feel like Resurgence.
Not
I'm not too bad. Like, I can get some kills on that. I feel like the Omni movement has genuinely helped because before I would like.
You're not diving around though. I've been on your POV. I haven't seen you hit a dive.
Well,
once.
It's just like the sideways. Like,
oh,
I don't
like
have
running?
To like slide cancel then snap on them.
Yeah.
Like, it's like because I'm like sliding.
You're always fluid.
I can slide sideways and stuff. I thought the Omni movement because like I'm not a movement kind of guy. Whatever Shotzi is, I'm the opposite of that. So I thought the Omni movement was gonna like kind of fuck with me a little bit.
Yeah, that's
like I was a little
gameplay?
Scared, like I was gonna be even worse, and I was like, no,
nah,
man,
super
I can't
fluid.
Do that. But I actually, I don't know, I kind of fuck with this. This is my favorite COD in quite some time, to be honest,
dude. The only thing I don't like is the sniping.
I like the sniping.
Sniping in Warzone, it's hella fun. I don't know how it is in multiplayer, but
I've been playing in Warzone, but I've been playing a lot of S&D with the sniper rifle, and I, you know, obviously do my thing, you know, double digits, fucking, you know, what I'm saying. Planning seven times, you know what I'm saying? I do my thing.
You got to run the bomb in pubs,
dude. I love running the bomb because nobody knows when to plant.
Nobody knows when to put the bomb down.
Nobody knows, dude. I planted twice without the bomb.
It's the golden rule of COD: put the fucking bomb down.
Yes.
Nowadays, people are working the map too much. Just get the bomb down.
Get the fucking bomb.
I hate
down,
putting
man.
The bomb
plant
down.
The rock, man.
I like fucking with them mentally.
Yeah.
Are they gonna plan? Are they not? Why are they not
You're
planning?
The
they start
the
overthinking. I push them. I get gunned.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm excited for rank play. I'm excited to be at the Esports Awards in LA. I haven't been. I mean, obviously, besides the Saudi one, I haven't been to one here in the States, and not even the Vegas one because I avoid Vegas like the plague. I would have gone to ComplexCon this year, but it's in Vegas, man.
That's a dangerous place.
Yes.
That's a very dangerous place, Vegas. Wow.
Yeah, man.
I don't even want to go there. I just can't stand losing. Like. You're talking just gambling, like
you just lose.
Yeah, it's just an instant L.
Well, not all the time. You can't go in thinking like that, or you will lose. But
I feel like you've actually won. Like you'll go up 200 and just like check it out.
Every time I gamble, I lose. Every time.
Yes, I've never won. I've never even come close to winning.
I've never gambled.
Really?
You never put some chips down. You don't know how to play the game.
You're not a dumb fuck.
I don't know if that's
what a roulette.
Nah, not really.
Dude, just put one chip on a number.
I never got into it.
There's just no dope.
But then you think about the number and you're like, oh, fuck, I should have put it on that number and it would have hit.
The only thing that gives me any kind of like, I really want to do that is randomly put the number on green or green on a number and it hits and
green?
I get 30X and we're all.
No.
Crazy.
No. If you put that on green and you're the only one that hit, the whole table hates you.
No, yeah, nah, I'd respect it.
Nobody puts it on green.
Nobody put you. No, only haters put it on green.
The little ball where you drop it and it.
Yeah. When you put it on green, usually people don't bet that because they'll bet like a color or they'll bet like a third of the table. Yeah, so like
the green's so rare. So you would be the guy. Yeah. The whole casino surrounds you.
No, not I.
See, I always thought the strat would be like.
Wait, that's a scum move though?
I would have never. I've never played green ever. No, it's not ever. And I love optics.
It's every man for himself.
It's probably just not
there.
A smart move.
I don't pick.
Because what
on
is
that?
A 1 in 35 chance of it hitting or something?
No. I mean, they all are.
Yeah,
they all are. But zero is like you're betting that everyone else is gonna fucking lose.
No,
like,
that's not true because they could bet it too. They just slept.
Nah, hell no. I would never. I'm not a hater like that.
I hit 35X. Whole casino goes crazy. Get kicked out for winning.
Now they got you on camera every time you walk in. They're saying, "Keep eyes on that
facial
guy."
Facial recognition.
There. He's too good at this.
I was listening to like stories that they do that apparently that the casinos pull for like big high end money ball fucking, and they said they take it to the extreme, like pay off pilots to say the flight's canceled and
really
crazy shit. Yeah, to like get
what
them
if
back,
someone's
back.
Up big.
Yeah,
they'll
like get them to go back.
Oh
and just,
yeah, get dude, them to come back, and they'll give them like a free suite. Come back down, yeah. Gamble with that
Millie.
Oh,
your flight's canceled. Come on down. We'll give you a credit.
Do you know who Mickey is? Yeah, he has like hella tattoos and shit. Yeah. He's always doing gambling sorts. He said one time he won like $2 million, and obviously the casino it was like just like so hard to get it and like get out. They gave him no security or anything, and then right when he left the casino, a black SUV that was parked in like the cut beside the casino, like saw him, followed him. He had like a whole story about it, but long story short, he ended up like getting away from the guy. But he was saying it was the casino. He thinks it was the casino. Like, I don't know if it was someone that worked for the casino, but like the casino was not setting him up to get robbed, but like
they needed their
money. It was a parking spot that like belonged to the casino, and he like noticed that SUV just following him from right when they left, because like you have so much money on
Never
you, you're probably paranoid paying attention.
Never go home. Go to a highly populated place. Call the cops.
Yeah, that's what that's kind of what he did. He went to like a super popular hotel, and like the valet guys helped him out, and they fucking lost him. But there's probably some. Insane
underground.
Like how you're already rich as shit, like as a casino you're already like multi-billions. How are you like scheming on like,
surely there's someone who's made money like remaking the chips, or so they pulled a chip scheme, or surely there's someone that got away with some bullshit.
No, they're magnetized now or some shit.
Oh, they are.
I don't know. And all I know is that if I'm in Vegas or if there's a casino and there's some tables near me, I'm playing at least $1,000.
We need to learn how
that's
to count
it.
Cards. I used to love those kind of movies.
See, that's why I know that I am a controlled person, okay? Because even in the eyes of adversity, even when I was hanging out with Tim at the table, with Ninja at the table, with Jack at the table, with fucking Nate at the table, and they were throwing in tens of thousands, I was still there with my $1,000 just being
but
reserved.
You gotta be, bro. It's just not even fun. Oh, I mean, it's fun. It's so rare that it's fun, though. I mean, I don't know what it's like to be super rich, so maybe it is just fun throwing away $50,000.
Did I ever tell you about the story where I was playing with the whole COD team in Vegas in blackjack, and I was the only one at the table losing. Everyone else, Shotzi was up like $8,000 right next to me, just getting blackjack. I'd get like 13. Oh, dude, I was tweaking. I was like, dude, give me one face card for like an hour straight, not one. Shotzi's up $8,000 next to me. It was Champs weekend when we were at UNLV.
You're like, oh, fuck.
I was like, just give me one fucking card. I lost like immediately.
That's how I feel.
I think I lost like $2,000 or $3,000 in like 30 minutes and didn't play the rest of the week. That was the first night we got there.
I know Zinni was up a little bit too. I saw him walking around with some.
Yeah, everyone's like, how much are you up? I'm like, I'm done for the week.
Stop asking that.
I'm done for the week.
I went to, when was the last time that we were all there? For like Champs, right?
UNLV. Yeah. It was champs in MW.
Oh yeah, yeah.
MW2
UNLV
champs.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, yeah. That's the one where Jude came. She brought like her squad, her sisters and all that shit. Leo was there. Leo folks.
Every time his name is said, I feel like me and Bo smile.
Leo folks.
Anyway, I fucking turned. I went down. Bro, I was fucking wrecking them. Fuck. I started with 1,000. I went upstairs. I showed Jude 15, and she's like, "Oh my god!" And I'm like, "I'm the fucking best." And then I'm like, "Here," and I say, "Here." I just gave it to her. Took down another grand. Went downstairs. You know, played a little bit.
Hell yeah.
But I am not losing more than a grand. I'll tell you that. I gotta buy shoes, man.
I used to lose like $200 and just be pissed. Like night ruin. I'm a bad vibe the rest of the night.
I'm just sitting there just with a beer in my hand watching everybody else
make money and shit. Yo. And you love to make money, so you're not having a good time and shit.
Nah.
Your other friends winning.
I still try to bring the vibes. Formal won't gamble with me though. Because Formal says I'm like a bad luck.
Listen, me and Formal have ran tables down.
Yeah, Formal won't fucking gamble. He's like, every time you're with me, I just lose. I'm like, fuck.
Yeah, sitting there sucking his teeth and shit.
Shouldn't have hit
mentally.
That.
Yo, who says that? You said that?
Oh, yeah, one time I was like, shouldn't have done that.
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck? That's bad vibes.
It's a joke,
dude.
Man.
Yeah, not when you're losing.
It's
you're
a
like,
joke,
oh,
man.
It's the opposite. Anyway, did you guys watch the Mike Tyson fight?
Yes.
I did.
Did you guys go anywhere for it?
Nope.
You stayed at home and watched it?
Yep.
Same.
I wasn't even gonna watch it, but then my whole chat was like, "It's on Netflix," and I was like, "Okay, so I don't have to buy it. I'll tune in." I tuned in for probably the back end of the fight, which people were saying like the first two rounds he looked decent and he was like actually like in there, but then after that they said it was just sad. And I watched the last like back half of the fight, and I was like, "Dude, this is horrible." I was like, "This isn't even like enjoyable to watch." It literally felt like Jake was trying to not knock him out.
Yeah,
like,
okay,
that's literally
time
what it was.
Let the record show. You've seen Matt. While I'm saying this, bring up Mike Tyson in training a day before and 2 days before, and three. Just Mike Tyson training.
Why well, don't
not
think
a
it was
single
days
day
before?
Dude,
I think it was like months.
Dude,
and
if
months
Mike,
before.
Okay, let's be honest.
Yeah,
here.
Apparently he had surgery.
If Mike,
he was almost
at
died.
60 years old. As he stand, as he stood on that ring, if he chose to, he could have murdered Jake. Period.
You think so?
100%.
Yeah.
Wait.
I think so, because he was getting to him easy. Like, he showed...
Dude, he threw no power punches.
Yeah.
He threw no... And then what
you said Mike Tyson, if he wanted to, he could have?
He could have murdered him. Not just knocked him out.
I felt like it was the other way around.
Not just knocked him out. Murdered him.
Why are you saying he didn't?
Because it was an exhibition. It was agreed in the contract. They're like, all right, you're not going to
knock
me
each other out.
You're not going to knock me out. I'm not going to knock you out. Okay?
You really think that's how it
is? Tell me when you saw any of this movement. Tell me when you saw any of this lateral movement.
Well, how long ago was this? Because he said he had to get, he got like surgery. He almost died. His like,
well, that is true.
His like knee. He was wobbling, just walking back to his fucking corner.
Dude, he's 60, but nah. Let me see another one, Matt.
Nah, you could like, you could tell like when he's good. Bouncing, you could tell his knees are still a little like wobbly.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Even in this,
I still don't think these things are fucking scripted. Like it's not scripted. Like yes, they do. I don't think they're in there trying to take each other's heads off.
Uh-huh.
And I do believe Jake backed off, but it was like out of respect.
No,
like Jake was like, dude,
on.
I could fuck this guy up.
You could
Mike
be...
Tyson stood no chance ever in any round. He did nothing the whole
dude,
fight.
Kiss if he
like,
did.
It's not
look,
like he started. But
he never not once threw a Mike Tyson punch.
Because when you're in the ring with the greatness of Jake Paul, he makes you
okay,
look,
I don't know if you're being
no,
serious
I'm just kidding.
Or not.
So all right, right there I was joking, but like it's just not dude, he just didn't there was no spark of like
Does like, Jake own
Celsius? There was none of this.
Yeah, that
but
shit
it,
was
it's
not
so
happening.
Much different in a real fight because Mike Tyson's doing all that in training and shit, but it's like
and these
in
are
a real
also
fight,
clips.
You're getting hit.
These are probably like hand-picked clips.
Dude, it's training.
And trust me, I wanted Mike to win. I can't believe I like fooled myself thinking he was going to like... I like beforehand, I was getting antsy and shit. I was all excited. I was like, damn, this could be crazy. But then right when it started, I was like, oh, never mind.
I just don't
he
care
needs to he needs
fights.
Put some fucking box or something.
I was like,
though.
Never yeah, fucking
until
mind.
He,
this
until
isn't.
He fights like an actual...
No, he's not going to until.
Oh,
he's
yeah,
dying. He's 60.
Like, I'm dying. Like... I fuck with
Jake?
The whole. He got the Netflix deal. That's fire. I fuck with all the, everything, the production, all that. But
yeah,
No, like, the production. No.
He actually I was gonna say, this I think was Netflix's first showing.
Yeah, live.
And it was fucking kind of terrible. Copy?
Yeah, it was bad. Yeah.
It was lagging.
I wonder how many people how many people tuned in, Matt? Do you
60
know?
60 million.
I thought it was like 300 something.
Well, I saw 300
million.
I thought it was 250 million people tuned in and 60 concurrent. Like,
damn.
Yeah, the fuck. 60 million households watched. More 60
million
households.
You know, there's parties. I mean, there's probably. I mean, there was a lot of people.
Bro, that is insanity.
Yeah, Netflix fumbled, but.
Well, now they're doing Christmas football on Netflix, so I'm a little bit worried about that. They better not fuck up Christmas football.
Nah. I think they're
doing Christmas football.
Netflix is
like every game.
Matt, how much money does Netflix make a month?
I don't know if they're doing every game, but I know they're doing Christmas football.
That's interesting.
There he is.
Yeah, bro, they'll get verbaled if they fuck up football.
Yeah, they can't fuck that up. Well, I mean, I feel like they already got verbaled for this, so now this was probably like a test run to see what their servers could handle, see how it would go through. I mean, I'm sure they probably couldn't even estimate like how many eyes were going to be on this thing.
Okay, so I asked Matt how much Netflix makes a month on subscriptions.
Jesus.
That doesn't make, before you even ask, people are still using this rental service while it isn't bigger revenue stream. Okay, so the rental service is 11 billion per year. There you go.
Yeah, that's insane.
So almost $950 a month. That is crazy.
Decent.
They can do what the fuck they want.
Yeah, no, that's
Holy
facts.
Holy shit.
But yeah, it was a little bit sad to watch the fight. Those two girls were going at it.
Yeah,
oh my
good.
Gosh. That one
she
girl's
got robbed
eye,
also.
Oh my gosh. When she was like, you know, just in the ring, you could, like bouncing, like you could see blood like just dripping out of her eye.
It's crazy how it opens up. Like when you see the replay, it's real quick and shit squirting out.
Oh,
that shit was like
open.
HD,
dude.
Like you could see everything.
That her fight was fucking split. Insane.
Yeah, yeah. Liv and Jude were like, "Oh my god!"
I would, bro, and then still continue in the fight. You're sick.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, she was like, it wasn't even about pain. Nothing. She was like just pissed that her eye was blood just was rushing like, down her face. She's just pissed.
I would have been like this. Look somewhere and just.
Look to your corner.
She was mad because
attack?
I swear to God,
how did it happen?
Straight
I think,
panic attack.
Did she get caught with a glove or was she
headbutt.
Butted?
It was multiple headbutts.
Yeah, it's a headbutt. Yeah. So look, I think she won. The one on the left, but the returning champ. You can't beat the returning champ in a decision. That's just like 99% of the time they're gonna give it to the returning.
That's what people don't understand.
Yeah.
I feel like that one's slipping away from people. Like if you haven't did enough to beat the champion. Yeah. Like if the champion don't leave there with knots, bruises, blood, you did not win.
Correct.
Who's the white girl was the champ?
Yeah.
Taylor?
Yeah, I believe so, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Was that like a different I thought Serrano like ran that the female boxing world. Is that like a different weight class or something?
Serrano.
I thought Serrano was the champ. Because ain't she like 45-1 or something?
I'll tell you what. Anybody that bet on, you know what? I'm not gonna hate. But I was gonna say I would never bet on a fight like that.
Oh hell no!
So I know it's not rigged. It's not rigged.
I wonder what it's the distance.
Matt
was.
Craig,
it's predetermined.
Who Mike? You think Mike Tyson and Jake Paul is predetermined?
Yes.
I mean.
You think that was an actual fight that they got up
it's
there?
It's hard not to after like seeing it and just seeing the like intensity that both of them had. I just can't believe that they were both going 100. Like I just
no,
can't.
They weren't, and I can't believe that you still think that they did.
That was Mike Tyson's
dude, Netflix
intensity.
Is like,
that's what makes it sad. Jake Paul was like, dude, this is my favorite boxer ever, heavyweight, like the GOAT,
the
like,
greatest,
and he's 60 years old. He's obviously not keeping up. Like, he's not just going to sit there and drop him.
Are you?
Like,
okay.
Because Mike Tyson looked like Mike Tyson kind of got hit with some shit and he, like,
and then he'd back
not
off.
Not fumble.
Right?
Yeah. And then he,
dude,
like, backs off.
Come
he'd, like, let him recover.
On.
So it's not like I don't think it's
just,
not fixed. It's
I agree
just
with
like
him.
He
I'm
takes.
I'm just saying what
there's
I saw.
There's no way that you guys believe that's Mike
you
Tyson.
Think Mike, you think in the contract Mike Tyson was paid not to fuck Jake Paul up?
Yes.
No,
there's no way.
You think that Woodley, professional fighters,
he was average as fucking boxing.
No, you think that professional fighters are going full on hard against I mean, obviously, I'm not taking anything away from Jake being 6 foot, nine hundred fucking pounds, all muscle. I don't give a fuck about that. But that doesn't matter if you're not a professional fighter who's been fighting for fucking every day for decades. You're not gonna, you can't do that.
There's no way
Jake can't even beat Lomachenko, and he's 40 fucking old, like half his weight.
Who's that?
He's a boxer. But like,
yeah, I think Jake would get fucked up by a real boxer.
Like,
what's more real than Mike Tyson when it comes to boxing?
He's 60, almost died 7 months ago. Like, his knee, he had fucking knee wraps.
Tank's like, I'm gonna fuck him up when I see him.
Dang.
Who said that?
Tank. He said he's gonna fuck Jake up when he sees him for fighting Mike.
Really? Is Tank like? Is he one of the best right now?
He's like the biggest boxer.
Right now?
Yeah.
Who?
But he's like, what, five? He's like 5'4", 130.
Canelo's the biggest fighter in the world.
You probably count Canelo.
Yo, dude, you don't count Canelo. Everybody counts Canelo. Who's the highest paid boxer? Who brings in the most draw? Canelo, baby. And I'm not just saying that because of the skin I'm in.
Jake Paul versus Canelo?
He's called him out before.
No, come on, dude.
I don't think Jake wants
to. Well, one, Canelo does not need the money.
I told myself I'd pay max for the greatest seat ever, 2,500. I'd pay 10 grand to watch that.
Right. Watch who?
I'd empty whatever.
Who?
Jake knocks
Jake
him out.
And Canelo.
It's not a real fight.
I know.
So what? You think Canelo would just take it easy on him?
No, Canelo doesn't need the money.
Yeah, that's
Canelo
why.
Does not need the money. Mike Tyson. I don't know. Does Mike Tyson still own? Does
that
he own his
has
likeness
to be
again,
good, bro? He has to get paid for everything he does. Just showing
who?
Up somewhere, Mike Tyson. He has to have so many different.
Did you
like,
okay? But did you know? How about this? Did you know that Mike Tyson sold his likeness in the brand Mike Tyson to someone?
Really, I did not know that.
Yeah. I mean, so, because, Matt's doing the research right now and taking his time with it, apparently.
He probably did want the paycheck.
He had the podcast, but he has popular vapes, raps.
No, but he doesn't own that.
He's got a vape?
Oh, that's just people
that's
that
people
his shit
making it on his shit. They'll give him a license. Like,
that's fucking
Matt's
stoned.
Taking his sweet fucking time finding...
Like, is royalties?
Is it scum or not? Huh? I kind of feel like that's scum.
Well, dude, he needed the money. Here, let me fucking. I'll do Matt. I'll do it.
That's. I feel like that's low.
Did Mike Tyson sell his likeness?
But that was in 1987.
I don't know what you search. Let me see what your search bar says. Who owns Mike Tyson likeness? Jesus. Yes, Mike Tyson sold his likeness in a number of ways, including Tyson 2.0, Tyson's cannabis brand, which is introduced Arizona 2021. Merchandise. Tyson used the Boxing Hall of Fame in 2017 for his using this image, blah, blah, blah. Sued. The Hangover Part 2.
Yeah, Mike was in movies a lot of shit.
Anyway, there's something out there.
You think he just needed the money?
Well,
like,
of course. He lost all of it. He had, at one point, he was worth $400 million and lost it all.
Yeah, I think I think he had millions, but this is what is finally he could kick back and be like, ah.
Yeah. What do you think he got for this?
This was his ride into the sunset?
Yeah, I think so, bro.
What do you think he got for this?
His
like,
rocket ship?
20 mil.
20?
He got 20 for this one. If he fights Logan...
And he,
no
Logan
one even
Logan
wants
Logan
to see that, bro. I don't want to see any of that.
Logan will spare
him. Yeah, I don't know if
Mike,
I'd watch that one.
Don't get in there with Mike, Logan. Please don't do that.
Wait, you think Mike would lose to Logan?
He fucking Logan got fucked up by Jake. It wasn't even close.
Guys.
I just wouldn't want Logan punching
Matt,
Mike
what do you
like
think?
That.
He just got fucking destroyed by Jake Paul every round, every second of every round. What do you mean he would destroy Logan?
There's no way, right? I don't know if you guys are
Jake
trolling.
Paul would have knocked him out if he wanted to.
That's what I think.
Are you saying that Mike Tyson couldn't have knocked him out?
No.
Bro,
it was obviously not. He's wobbling back to his fucking corner after round two.
Chat or people watching, please, in the description down below.
Chat's going to verbal me because I hate Jake Paul and they like you better.
No.
But that's still, there's just no way.
Anyway, what about my man John Bones Jones and Miocic?
He's
didn't
the goat.
Watch that.
I didn't watch it.
I
don't really watch the UFC
shit.
Like that. Like
I don't either. I watch straight boxing, but I
you kick the shit out of him, bro.
John Jones, you got to tune in.
Yeah,
that's how it was for me with McGregor. Bro. Like every McGregor fight, I'd watch, but now like I just don't.
or really Mayweather fight?
I would say I'm the same way.
Unless people I'm with want to watch it, like I'll sit there and watch it, but like I'm not going to go out of my way when I'm home alone to get it.
I miss when McGregor was fighting a lot, like,
well,
and Mayweather. Those were the good times.
Lord Mayweather.
No. He's good. I don't know. I think I love UFC. Been watching UFC since 1993, since the first one. Okay. On VHS. But something happened along the way where it wasn't as exciting because it was happening so fucking often. You know what I'm saying? I think like there's a fight every month, every weekend. Before, it used to be like once every other, I don't know. I think the cards were different back then. So something happened along the lines where I lost a little bit of interest.
And I feel like back then they used to brawl too. Now people are like worried about their health and shit. And like brain damage.
When the first
back then, I feel like they just used to go at
bro,
it.
I did see this though. Imagine getting hit with that. God. Oh my God.
And then one of those.
I mean, right bro. There, he was just done. Right in the liver.
Just 250 pounds.
Yeah, Jones said he was walking around at 260.
Oh, my God, bro.
And this is the greatest heavyweight of all time, but he is 42, which is kind of crazy.
Oh, man. Like, that looks like it could have broke ribs.
Oh, my God. If you did that to a random rando human on the street.
Just walking on the street?
You doing
my ribs are puncturing every organ in my lower, like, left. Like,
holy, that'd be the worst. That'd be destruction.
Oh,
look at him. He was like, oh.
They should have. For the record, that punch that he threw, the first punch that he threw should not have been thrown. And then hit him with the
Trump dance.
With the Trump diddy dance. Thank you, Matt.
They go crazy when Trump walks in the UFC fights.
They were going fucking nuts.
I fear that I've gotten to the point in my life in which I got to fix my sleeping schedule. I have to.
Wait, why?
Because I can't enjoy simple things like a fight because I'm like
falling asleep
at like 10, like nodding off and shit. And I'm like, I got to fix my schedule. None of this going to bed at 8:30, out cold by 9, got to get up, take a shit at 11. I'm kidding.
Just a strict schedule.
I got this little routine I do. If I'm in the area, I'll randomly drive by Mike's Flames crib and just like see him outside sometimes.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I pulled up right on the front of his crib, saw him outside. He didn't see me. He was talking to the neighbor's dog and shit. And I FaceTimed him. I was like, "What you doing?" Oh, shit. He's like, "Wait, is that you?" I'm like, "No." I hopped out. I was like, "What's up?" But it's just, I'll just randomly spin by. He don't even know how many times I've done it. I'm like, "Oh, I'm about to drive by Mike's crib real quick." Woo!
When you're
so funny. Give me a job and shit. I like
just
it.
Always outside.
It's crazy. He don't ever drive up by our neighborhood.
Oh, yeah. You can't just drive
can't get
by.
In the first hill.
They don't allow sightseeing over there.
He was on the roof.
Mike? Yo, that story. Oh my. Yo, Nick, you know about that?
Well, when Mike was on Seth's roof, right?
I was like, is that motherfucker on the roof?
Oh, didn't he like slightly mention it one day and then like the next, and yeah. You're like, yeah, all right.
He mentioned it.
And then the next day,
I woke up to a text, didn't respond to it. And then
he's there anyway.
And then he was just there. It was after a night of debauchery. So I was like, I can't see anybody today. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't do this today. And then I just heard like, boop, doo, doo, like, and I was like, what the fuck is that? He was up on the roof. Him and his boys were on the roof.
Wait, did you like go outside and look up and to see him?
No, I just knew it was him because I saw him on the ring camera.
Sure, ran out there with your 9mm. Like, what the fuck's up there?
He's on the roof. It's Mike.
Mountain Dew has always been your go-to for refreshing citrus kicks and your go-to for gaming rewards. Starting in November, Mountain Dew Game Fuel is back with the beloved Citrus Cherry along with an exciting new flavor, Citrus Blackberry. Look for codes on specifically marked packages of Mountain Dew. Enter them at MountainDewGaming.com to bank points and redeem those points for epic gaming rewards like consoles, custom merch, or a month of Xbox Game Pass for new users. The rewards marketplace is filled with new items, including DLC for World of Warcraft, Diablo 4, Madden, and more. Open to legal U.S. residents 18 or older, subject to program terms at MountainDewGaming.com. Ends 1/31/25. Void where prohibited. Do you guys like selling stuff and making a little bit of moolah for your business? Because I sure do. And the easiest way to do that is to use Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions to up to 50%. That means there's way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going cha-ching. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in the store, in your feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout that we use here at Optic. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/optic, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/optic to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/optic. It's almost holiday season, which means, of course, it's the time for joy, the time for family and giving, but it can also be a very tough couple of months for those that are going through anything, basically anything. There's so many things that you could be going through, and the holidays just kind of bring it to the forefront of your mind. And with that, it's sometimes hard to remind ourselves that we are trying our best to make sense of everything in this crazy world, and that it is not easy. Regardless if you are struggling yourself on a daily basis, or if it's something that only flares up during the holiday season, or if the holiday season is amplifying something that happened in this year in particular. I know I've been through stuff like that where you're looking around and things don't seem as they once were, especially during the holidays. You need someone to talk to. You need a little bit of help, a little bit of motivation to get through it all. Therapy is a great resource, and BetterHelp has therapists ready for you. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Let the gratitude flow with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/optic today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/optic.
Flame, man.
What a obviously, I haven't played a lot of Warzone because of many different reasons, but I also don't think, thanks to Matt for ranking up some of my guns, but I don't know the meta. I feel like I'm lost every single time I play.
Nah, the new map, Area 99, is actually like, I like it a lot. Warzone's been receiving a lot of criticism because there's a lot of stuff wrong with the game when it first released.
Yeah.
Like footstep audio was bad. I mean, there was just a lot, like whenever you'd knock someone, there was a delay. Like there was just a lot of issues, like quality of life issues with the game. The biggest one, the biggest one probably being the footsteps. Like you couldn't hear people running at you, and in Warzone, you like literally need that.
I got to fix all my settings or something because I can't hear shit.
Warzone's fun. Nobody could. They fixed it though.
Where do you land?
Reactor every single time. But this map is actually like, I'll give them their flowers. I like this map a lot. I think I like it's actually
the
very
only
good.
Area I don't I'm Nuketown 50-50 you're below? Is
yeah,
pods
like, is a I'm cluster
like, I'm like 50-50 on it.
You hit that zip and then I
how you can go from one to the other like by jumping.
I fuck with pods. I just like the map in general. Yeah, I just like the map in general.
Yeah, this is my favorite. I don't remember last time I've never really played Resurgence. As far as Warzone is concerned, I've never really grinded it or anything. But like, as far as my Warzone experience, this is probably my favorite.
Do you use the current meta?
In general.
If they added like 5 more teams to the map, this map would be fucking so fun. Because like right now the lobbies die out pretty quick. It's hard to drop like a 30 kill game is like really good right now. But if they added like 5 more teams, bro, this map would be crazy.
Didn't we drop 230s yesterday?
I was gonna say that yesterday.
Just warm
me
it
and
up.
Nick had a crazy win. We dropped double 30s
really
with two randoms, but it was insane.
It's easier with randoms because you're playing a 4-stack, it's hard to drop a 30 piece. Because they're just, but with randoms, they're staying alive. You're just slaying, and
do you play solos at all?
No, I've only played with like groups of people.
Really?
Yeah, I've only played with like Mason.
I feel like you'd rip at solos.
Because you just they're not.
They just keep
self reviving. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like they just burst.
I've been playing with Neak. Niak's been hopping in the rotation.
Trying.
Getting in
trying there. Trying to get in there, man. It's been a minute.
We were watching football yesterday.
I've been enjoying myself.
We were watching football yesterday, and Zinni pulled out his phone. He's like, what the fuck? Nick's live? He pulled it up. He's like, 6 hours? He's like, is Niak back?
I was like, it's like 2 days in a row, back-to-back eight-hour sessions.
That's what I'm talking about right there.
I mean, it's fun when you – if there's one mistake I've made, it's playing – I've always sort of been like a solo streamer just because I feel like my personality, I just rage and just – I don't know. I've just always kind of played by myself. Like, once I get in a party – you just, like, everyone's talking, you're kind of more quiet, you don't want to scream in their ears. So I've always kind of been a solo person, but lately I've just been enjoying just playing with fucking whoever. If I can get in a party with y'all, Bose, Pam, obviously, but it's so much more fun to stream when you have, like, when you're not just winging it and just turning on the stream. Like, I hope there's people to play with, yeah. When you kind of, like, send some texts out, yo, let's play,
yeah.
Join, what time you getting, like, when you actually sort of plan it out, it's so much just so much better. It's so much easier to stay on for longer. It's just
100%.
But I've just been enjoying the past week of streaming, really, especially with the new COD, man. I fucks with it.
I planned to record a vlog yesterday, and I texted Nate Chad. I'm like, yo, I need the skateboard signed. I'm going to come over, and I'm going to vlog a little bit. Okay? Now, I'll preface this by saying the week before, the day I landed from Madrid... the day I landed back from California after Madrid, I went straight to his house because I was asked to appear in one of his pieces, and I said yes. When he said,
the tattoo thing?
When he said, yo, I'm going to going fishing with you for one of the things, I said yes. And yesterday I said, I just need you to sign the skate deck on the vlog. I'm going to be there for maybe 3 minutes. Never called me. Can you believe this guy? And the only reason I'm putting him on blast right now is because he never not puts everybody on blast.
Yeah, he didn't come over yesterday for football Sunday.
Nope. You invited him?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. He could have.
Dude, 3 minutes. Open pranced. The fucking door.
Yeah, I was about to say, he could have.
You didn't come
right
over either.
It.
You're not off the hook either. You said you were going to stop by. You didn't.
We had worked. Who, Bose or Hex?
Hector.
I was about to say.
Said he was going
to
stop by for a little
do.
Bit. He didn't end up doing
dude,
it.
Dude, you know
up.
What's crazy about this? I'm going to tell you the truth. I told Liv and Drew that I was going to take them to Chilango's Tacos, but I could have brought Yossam back and made that as part of the vlog. But no,
man,
I was lazy.
That would have hit so hard. We were looking for food.
Oh, my God. I snoozed.
Did.
Were you looking around like 7? Because that's when I was.
Yep. It's all good, man.
Missed opportunity to,
want us to, stop.
No to do the vlog.
Only for the vlog.
To get B-roll during the vlog, you know what I'm saying?
But yeah, Area 99, just to put a cap on it, that shit is godlike. I think it might be... I mean, I don't want to say it's the best map they've ever made for Rebirth, just because obviously, you know, you got the classic just Resurgence Island, or what is it called? What's that
99.
Map?
99.
No. What's the old map called with the prison and?
No, that's my favorite.
Yeah, Verdansk? Yeah. That one's just.
Is it Verdansk? No,
it's not Verdansk. It's not Caldera either. It's.
I think it's Rebirth. Is it Rebirth?
Rebirth.
Rebirth. Yeah,
Rebirth
Island.
Yeah, Rebirth Island.
Yeah, Matt, what's up with that B-roll?
That
man?
Map is also insane. But this map, the overall map, I like it a lot, and
yeah,
I don't want to say it's the best ever, but I do think that it's like it's a quality, like good map. They did a good job. With
I win this map. I don't know if it's too easy or not.
I like it
because I don't play Warzone, and like for me to like try to win, obviously I have to be 4-stacked. It's a lot easier. But me and Nick were just
running
through them
2v4. Like
it's because y'all got easy lobbies.
Yeah, it could be
or
it skill could be based that
matchmaking.
Too. It could be that. Shit.
When I'm party leader,
you just host.
Oh my yeah, give
god,
Nick
this
host.
Is so.
Oh my fucking god, is that?
I like it being easy though. Like I don't want. I'm not trying to play a ranked Warzone game. Like sure, you run into the one to three decent teams in the lobby. Sure, but it's like when I land, I pick up a PP, I get, you know, just noobs running at you, catching them off guard. I don't even know if they have headsets. Like. Just it gives me a little bit of dope to start. Like I don't want to just land and I'm just in war. Like
just fragging.
I like playing against the noobs.
Me, Damon, Nick, and Formal were playing the other day. That was a funny ass squad.
Yeah, you got on right as I got off. I saw that. I said, "Wow, Mark got on the
Damon,
second."
Damon
I got
just
off.
Rages.
He's so funny.
Like he's raging at me. He's raging in open mic, like talking
hey, yeah,
shit
and
to
Pam
kids,
or game chat
and his
kids,
mic sounds
like
such shit. It's so muffled
chat.
And loud. It's so funny. He's just literally Damon's getting into arguments with like randoms and just like proximity chat.
Dog shit, pussy, fuck you,
no,
bitch.
No,
like just get, like go, like I've never, I didn't even know he like had this side
he
of
said,
it.
They're just dick riding, bro.
Yeah. Because I think we like died to the last team, or like they obviously knew us, or at least fucking, you know, them.
Formal acts like he's like so chill while gaming, just not making any emotion. When he's going off and dies, he'll go, no. You'll hear it come out. You're like, what the fuck?
They hate dying to like people who know them. Like they'll start getting, but where are you? Like, shut the fuck up. We've been chilling all game. Now, because this dude's yapping in your prox chat ear, you're going to fucking yell at me because I'm not just following you around the map to fucking
who
help
said
you.
That?
Formal and Damon. Just on my cock for like an hour straight. Just like, dude, I'm not following you around the map to try to beat these guys. I don't give a shit. I'm here to have fun. I'm just a chill guy playing shit.
I'm just a chill gamer. I'm just a content creator.
But it is fun, funniest shit ever.
That Drewski clip with Kai, like chill, bro.
Yeah, just chill, a bro. Creator. Just a chill dude. I like it. I don't know. I have been playing a little bit of it, but until I play with like Hutch or Diesel or like a team that knows what the fuck is up, I just don't think that my gameplay is going to improve anytime soon.
Yeah, you got to just hop in. If you hopped in with us and just. I mean, you don't even have to be running with us. Like, people are so
Nick
noob. Like,
Nick, I'm gonna tell you something, okay? I'm gonna take my sunglasses off. First of all, motherfucker, I can hold my own. Okay. Secondly, you're not gonna carry shit, motherfucker.
I'm not talking about that. I'm just saying, as far as you having fun, I think if you go playing solos, maybe not, but if you everyone just comes at me when it comes to this COD shit. But I'm saying if you were squatted up with us, like you're not even running with us, just like you'll just run into noobs. It's when you're playing quads and shit, like it's just more fun. I think you'd enjoy yourself. What have you only played like solos so far?
That's it.
Yeah, that's. I mean, sometimes that's fun.
Yeah, yeah, no, you've been saying you like the solos.
Yeah, I do.
I like the solos in this compared to other shit.
I play this
very specific type of Warzone the way that I play a very specific type of Minecraft in Lonely Island. I don't have loadouts. I just land in whatever's on the fucking ground or whatever I pick up from somebody
like
else is what
yeah.
I use.
I mostly play like that as well.
Yeah.
Then you're playing it all wrong.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you really need your perks if you're playing like good people.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I don't have. I'm just.
You need the. Well, actually, on this map, you don't need the loadie because the ground loot's so good. Like, yeah. If you just get a PP off the ground, like those, they just shred.
But also, off the rip, you get so much money, you can just buy your loadie from
yeah,
the.
Yeah, you can buy
it's like
guns.
Instant.
Yeah.
No, let's play this week.
Yeah, I'm down. I'm actually down.
I'm playing
soon.
Tomorrow. You on in the morning?
Yeah, tomorrow.
Oh, shit, we
on.
Don't got content tomorrow morning. Yeah,
yo,
we'll
let's run
content.
It tomorrow morning because we got
I'm
a...
In. I'm
we
in.
Have a,
can
I'm
play? In.
Actually, yeah, I'm so down.
I'm in. I'm going to be on.
You
well,
got to raise your hand.
Every morning, 10 a.m.
There we go.
Yeah? Dude, this would be a fun-ass squad to
dude.
Just troll with.
Yeah,
I'm not going to lie.
Just go look at the highlights from 2 days ago.
We'd catch dubs. We'd probably win all day.
All right, then what I'm going to do all day today... is I am going to...
This ain't
going to
happen, man.
No, like, I swear to God, I'm going to be there. What time? 9 a.m.? 8 a.m.?
I mean, let's make it like 10.
I'm going to be on from 8 until 8.
I'm there 10 to 6.
But I'm going
to
play today.
So you're making tomorrow your chill day?
Tomorrow I'm going to be a chill guy.
Chill.
Because I got a...
You're just
going to
create content?
Tomorrow, so.
Content creator day.
No, but the thing is like, okay, then what happens to the vlog tomorrow if I'm playing Call of Duty all day?
You just get to have
you,
a fun
you
day.
Put,
like,
you put
stream,
in clips, funny moments from the stream to fill
yeah,
in like a minute
it.
Of the vlog.
Oh, that's true. I'm still hanging out with the boys.
Exactly.
And you're
a that's
chill
what
guy,
I used to do.
Creator.
We're all chill guys, when
I,
content
when
creators.
When I would vlog, I would put in like scrims and shit and for like a minute and a half.
Yo, I just hope Matt.
Yo, Nick, the other day I was binge watching your clips. While I was in bed,
I'd be wondering where my clips are.
You're like, did I not shoot him four times? What?
Dude, all of my clips are so old. I don't know where like my recent
That's
shit
why they're
is.
Hilarious.
Yeah, they're like old Halo shit where I'm just mind blown at some of the shit that happens. But like all my recent clips, like I don't know where they go.
Have y'all seen this? The Twitch adpocalypse?
No, what?
So,
oh my, it's always something.
Yeah, so no, so there's a lot of like the politic streamers that are just like a lot of people that have gotten involved with the politics and like talked about it openly on stream and shit. Apparently all of their sub revenue is getting cut by like 80-90%.
Ad revenue.
That's good news.
Yeah, why, how do you feel about that?
Good. That means that Hutch is going to stop doing what he's doing. He's going to come back to Old Men of Optic. Because he ain't making no paper over there.
But I haven't really noticed. I haven't really noticed it in my dashboard. They definitely seem like a little bit lower than they should be, the ads. But, like, so, I mean, some people are showing their dashboards and they have, like, 95%.
It's just
like,
for people that are involved in, like, controversial
I don't know exactly
shit.
Who's getting flagged or who's getting striked. But, like, I mean, people are just getting striked. And I guess... I don't really know, because it hasn't happened to me personally, so I don't really know, like, how to talk about it, because, like, I mean...
So, the people that are... People don't want to run ads on those channels that are
something like that,
Twitch.
Like, yeah, advertisers. I don't know if it's, like Twitch flagging certain channels or the advertisers. Like,
we don't want our shit on their channel.
Yeah, I mean, if Pepsi or McDonald's or pick any brand out there that says, I don't want to put... any of my advertising dollars against this type of creator, they have the right to do that, of course.
Yeah.
And like that's it's a really big deal now, because like back in the day, like most people's revenue was mainly like sub donation like driven, but nowadays, like, so people's revenue is like, I mean, some people probably make more off of their ads than they actually do like subs, donations, all the other like, you know, revenue things that streamers, generators. So it's like, it's kind of scary. Like, I'm hoping I don't really get hit with it. I haven't noticed anything yet. But yeah, that shit, I mean, that shit sucks. Like,
crazy.
I wonder if it's for like multiple different reasons or if it's just like mainly political shit.
No, it's for everything. I mean, adpocalypse has happened in our lifetime or since YouTube began, what, like 4 times? Obviously, when I think it was Al-Qaeda or somebody else was fucking like, there was. I from what I remember, I could be wrong, do your own research, but I remember that there was Coca-Cola ads running against or during fucking like Al-Qaeda fucking like uprising and promotion of these things. So then the adpocalypse happened then for that specific reason, and they backed it out. You gotta understand also, right, like this whole thing is only 10 years old, and I get sick of fucking reminding everybody of this, but there was a time in which Machinima ads, and they remind me about MLG, but Machinima ads had like lipstick and L'Oreal and like all these like these advertisements that were traditionally only catered to reach an audience of women between the ages of X and X, but they were running against fucking Machinima Respawn and a fucking top 5 kill cams of the week and, you know, shit that women weren't watching.
Yeah.
That not, I mean, not generalizing, but in theory. So they were like, wait, this has to be figured out. In the MLG days, as you guys remember, you would run 3-minute or 90-second pod of ads, so 30-second ads, and they would be back-to-back Pizza Huts. Remember those?
Shit, I was, those MLG days, I was just filling hours. We actually talked about this like a week ago. I was playing like Dragon Age. I was doing anything I could to fill those hours.
Yeah.
Because I was competing at the same time, so I had like a crazy amount of hours, and I was competing. I was like, I'm just playing whatever.
Yeah, no, I'm. It's all. It's everyone's learning. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it's cool. It's definitely a little scary though.
Yeah, this shit is still new. I mean, in the broad scheme of things, Twitch has been what? Twitch has been Twitch for how long?
10 years.
Oh, Justin 14. Justin TV.
Justin TV.
Since 2006.
Crazy.
I never streamed on Justin TV, I don't think.
Either. I did.
I think I started like right after that. I think I started initially streaming on YouTube, and then when Twitch was a thing, I think I started streaming on Twitch.
Yeah.
Back in the MW3 days.
Yeah.
My internet was always too shit can stream.
But yeah, I don't really know who's getting targeted by it specifically, but.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, there is something to be said that there's a lot of contentious conversations that happen around politics. Who's this?
I saw this video.
K-san.
But like go up and click on just full screen the stock guys video real quick. Look at his at his ad drop off. Like that's fucking insane.
Shit.
I mean that's like 90%.
Yeah, I mean fuck.
Go from making $200 a day to like maybe $10.
Yeah.
That's fucking
Yeah, and then Lacey was ranting about it. Lacey said that he was about to go work as a mailman for $2,000 a day, and everyone was like, mailmen don't make $2,000 a day.
I think he said that shit on purpose.
He does, smart.
It's so smart.
Like, because you know everyone's going to say, dude, this guy's so delusional. That mailman's not making $2,000 a day. And, like, he knows, like, people are going to respond. It's more comments. It's going to push the fucking tweet, push the algorithm. Like, they've mastered the shit, man. They've mastered it.
The clip farm?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The clip farming.
It's so good. I don't know. I think that all of this will eventually like even out and level out, and I don't think that people are gonna like it. That's why something you say too is like when the going is good, you gotta get going because
you gotta get after that shit.
You gotta get after
it
because
you never know when it's done. You know.
Well, I'm trying to put it.
I mean,
just
never know.
You literally never know.
I mean, think about how much money was being made on YouTube back in the day in comparison to what it is now. Like, unless you're in finance or in golf, golfers, they are murdering.
The golfers?
Oh, yeah.
Golf YouTube?
Yeah.
Just videos?
Murdering.
Why did golf get so popular?
Three words as to why golf became so popular on YouTube. Three words. Good golf. Okay. Bubby and the boys, GM and the boys, Garrett.
You think that's what made it like. You
all
really
of
think
boys.
So? Because so many, it's become like a. I mean, maybe it's just because I've gotten older, but like a lot of my friends started playing golf now. Is that maybe it's just like a, you get older and you kind of slide into that kind of shit? But like when I was growing up, no one.
No, it's just it's popular.
But yeah, it's popular now.
Look, man, when you have Matt Scharf hitting fucking 4 hole-in-ones. People go their entire lives without catching a 10-pound bass. See how I just merged two things into one?
Look at that. That was crazy.
Thank you, man. Too fast for some, you know what I'm saying? So we have a lot of things coming up, right? I got to take you fishing for one of your subathon goals. Who's coming with us?
When are you going?
You mean Maddie? You mean both
you,
has to
Maddie.
Go.
Wait, where?
To the man-made lake. They're all man-made.
A little 5 a.m. Fishing sesh. If you want to come, you may. Pomaj is probably down. He's always down for anything.
Okay, there's only 4 people
driven.
On my boat at all times, including me, the captain.
Wait, you say only 4?
Yeah, I'm going.
We can fit up to.
So me, you, Matt, Craig,
and Bose.
And then you want to come. You want to come when
it,
I take
it,
nature.
Entirely depends when you go.
In the morning. A.m.
No, but like, are you going like winter? Or are you going like spring?
No. We gotta go. I gotta go take my boat out of my garage. And put it into the storage.
So you're trying to go like soon.
I'm taking him next week, either Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday.
That's a cold morning.
Yeah, but
you liked
when we went and it was all foggy and we caught them. Like,
oh yeah, it was a total vibe.
Such a
I feel
vibe.
Like that's what
but
makes
it's definitely cold.
The vibe right.
Yeah,
like when we go. I want to go camping again too.
Okay,
but it's so much better if you're like cold and a little miserable. Take a little shroom, a little drink.
Yes.
Have a good little night.
I haven't.
That's such a vibe.
I haven't
like, it
taken
needs to be a 5 a.m. cold, foggy, stinky lake
coffee.
Morning.
Oh, the lake's got a little twang to
smell
it.
Like shit.
Oh, yeah. You smell
like,
that
gotta
little
do
twang
the real
lake.
Thing.
Wait, but question, are you going to live stream that?
I mean, that's the plan. That was the... Yeah.
Okay, but if you can't live stream because of the woods, you can't leave.
That's going to piss me off. I'm not going to leave. I'll stay there and, like, you vlog it for you.
Yeah.
And I'll just say, here, guys, here's, I'll tweet out your vlog. And
thank you, man. We're a team. You know, we are teammates.
Plan to live stream it, but I don't know if it's going to.
Cool, because
was hardly working in Target.
See, because this is what we should do, Nick. To be honest, we should let Matt do his thing first and to see how they do it. And then you could just replicate it for yours.
Nate?
Yeah.
Who's he going to go with? He going with you?
Yeah, he had me on there too.
And how is he gonna live? He's live streaming.
That's like what I'm saying. Let him do it first, and then
stole my whole fucking flow.
I can't have shit around you.
But yeah, but true. If his shit like fucks up, or however are you gonna go with like Matt Craig, IRL backpack, all that?
Me? I'm only
you
there to fish and to be an
you
actor
ain't doing
in
nothing
in the thing. Okay,
trying to catch some bass.
I guess I'll entertain the stream, of course, with my charisma and my knowledge of fishing.
Joe finally decided to come to work today.
Joe's at work. Good to see you, Joe.
Just threw off the whole pod.
I don't know. So
man.
The thing is, okay, I need to know because I need to plan it because I need to go winterize my boat and then store my boat.
I would like
boat.
To go next week. We can try it out.
Okay,
but
next
we've
week.
Also tried this before.
Wait, have you ever been?
I mean, I would just say no because last time I went, I was maybe like 9.
Yeah, heck yeah,
so it's like technically.
Damn,
technically, you could say I've never been fishing.
You're about to love
Neither
it.
Neither has Matt.
Well, technically, I guess you can't say that.
You're about to love that shit. You got
to get drunk to enjoy it, though?
No, not at all. It's just, we sat out there for like Dang. 8 hours, not a single drink.
See, I feel like
what,
empathetic.
Are you filleting them?
Nah, you catch them and release them.
Damn, 2007.
Just a hook through their lips. You don't feel bad for the fish?
Ripping lips. Later,
it's when I jumped out of that portal.
You don't feel
you just
bad?
Showed me him catching fish.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I was talking to Seth. You don't feel bad kill. For the fish?
Yeah. Well, you're not killing them. You're throwing them back.
Catch and release.
I mean, you could do that to a human, too.
Yeah, you do. Have you ever seen the
Stab
movie?
Stab him with a knife and then just...
No, it's not the same thing. What I compare it to is that scene
Piercing
in Fight...
In
the scene in Fight Club... We're both, or we find out this one, when Ed Norton, that's his name, right? Ed Norton?
I don't know.
Is it Ed Norton,
or I'm thinking of a virus?
Yeah, Norton virus.
So the two actors, Brad Pitt and Ed Norton, go to the convenience store. They bring out the kid, and they were about to shoot him. And they were like, what were you going to be if you didn't die today? And they ask him all this shit. And they're like, all right, we're going to let you live, but I'm going to keep your thing. And then he says, next day, he's like, it's going to be the best breakfast he's ever had. It's going to be the best day that he's ever had.
Do you
he's
think
gonna,
the fish are going to have, like, the best
Yes, man.
They
almost died.
Once you let him back in.
If an alien came and grabbed you and probed you, and you were aware of all this, and then you got sent back, wouldn't you be more appreciative of the things around you?
Absolutely.
That's what we're doing to the fish.
Absolutely.
And with that, ladies and gentlemen.
That is the most insane way of coping I've ever heard, but you might not be wrong.
It's better than saying fish don't have feelings in their lips. How the fuck do you guys know?
Yeah, no idea.
Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, that's going to do it for this episode of the podcast. If you guys enjoyed it, do share it with somebody. Don't be selfish. Don't keep the goodness all to yourself. Go tweet it out. Go share it with a friend. Leave a like before you leave.
Absolutely.
This has been Maniac,
BTH.
Scumper Jumper, yours truly, and of course, Mr. Money Biscuit himself.
One more.
We'll see you guys next week.
Yes, sir.
Holla, 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 holla.